The Flap is an unrivaled talk show featuring in-depth conversations on technology, life, love, comics, and fatherhood, hosted by founding members of Paper Keg, Dale underscore A, and Slim.
I heard you got your boys snipped.
It happened.
Tell me about it.
Oh, I'll tell you about it.
Start from the very beginning. I want it all. I want it all, just all on the table right now.
So they mail me a little page of instructions. This is what you're going to do before you come into my office. Dr. Lee's office. He called in a prescription, of antibiotics and a prescription of some sort of numbing cream.
You're using your hands in front of me.
Yeah, because my palms are getting sweaty just thinking about it again. So I go and I pick up these prescriptions, and I took the day off of work.
Big day.
I took the day after as well, but I'm pacing around all day. I'm quiet. Doctor calls me. My appointment's at 2:30. Doctor calls me at like 1:55, says he needs to push it back.
Oh, God.
An hour.
That's like, I think they call that icing the kicker.
that's exactly what they did. They iced my kickers. So now, what I'm supposed to do is I took the antibiotics, one in the morning and one the night before. The numbing cream I'm supposed to slather on 30 minutes before I head into the doctor's office.
Uh-huh.
But they pushed it back so at such a bad time that we had to go pick up Grayson from school because it was going to, like, Monique was just going to leave me there.
Your wife.
Go get Grayson, drop Grayson off at her cousin's house, and come back, my wife. And so now we're going to be at Grayson's school a half hour.
And you're all slathered up.
Well, I didn't slather up yet.
Oh.
Because I didn't want to slather up before getting to Grayson's school because I didn't want to start wearing off before I even got into the office. I was so scared. I was so paranoid that, about this numbing cream that we went to pick up Grayson, and I mean, I couldn't, like, the one option was to put it on in the parking lot of the school while...
that doesn't look shady at all.
right, while Grayson was being, like, while my wife went inside to get Grayson, I'm, like, vigorously slathering... And they tell you to concentrate, like, on and they tell you to concentrate on the top half of the bag.
Right.
And mind you, before all this, I had to shave. I had to shave earlier that day.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, they preferred, you know, as good a job as possible. So I really went in there. Like, this is the first time I took, like, a Gillette bladed razor to it.
Uh-huh.
And
so that's just a whole other heap of stress for you.
Yeah, oh yeah. I didn't want to nick a major artery.
I imagine you, like, in the bathroom stressed out, one leg up somewhere, and your wife knocking on the door asking if you're all right, and you're like, "Yeah, I'm fine. Just stop knocking on the door."
Just squeezing out the last bit of men's shaving cream that I had because I wasn't using any of the raspberry smell and stuff. And so I got all that, and I did a pretty good job. I mean, I did good. Mm-hmm. So anyway, back to the school parking lot. So I said, screw it. I'm just going to have to tell the doctor when I get there. I'm going to tell the receptionist that I'm going to have to do it there. And we go and drop Monique drops me off, my wife, and then she's going to go take Grayson to her cousin's house. So I tell them, look, I haven't had a chance to do this yet. And they're like, well, you should have. And I'm like, well, you pushed it back on me, so I didn't get a chance to. So they're like, well, there's a bathroom right in there, and you know, you can go do it in there because I brought the cream with me. And of course, so I walk in the doctor's office. The doctor's office is completely empty. There's no one in the waiting room except like a drug rep lady.
Right.
And as soon as I get done talking, like checking at the front desk, the drug rep lady walks into the bathroom. So I'm like, I'm never going to get this to put this stuff on. So I'm waiting for the drug rep lady to get out. She finally gets out. I go in. And I look at the little peel back label of the cream, mm-hmm. and it's like lidocaine cream or lidocaine, and it's like apparently it's like a topical ointment cream that's used for many uses, sure. and a lot of the uses is for dental, where they stick a swab and they stick it like in the corner of your mouth so they can put a needle in your gums.
Oh God!
So the cream is spearmint flavored.
Why does it have a, like, why would they, so this is the identical cream they would use. There's no, they don't even change the label, they just package it, and they it's just, the same thing.
It's the same exact thing. It's just lidocaine, topical cream, spearmint flavored.
That was nice of them to give
I didn't know it was spearmint flavored until I opened it up. So when I tell you I came out of the bathroom smelled like spearmint so bad. Like, everybody I would have passed on the way back to the operation table would have just known I was like
slathering up.
I was just slathering up. So I get back at the table. I get called back, and I walk in there, and there's a little. I didn't know what to expect. Was it going to be like a table with stirrups, like a woman's exam? I had no idea. So it was like a table with like. Basically, it was a whole table from the lower back up and supports the head. But then instead of, a bottom half of the table, there were like two pieces of table that would go under your thighs. And like there was a big pit like where where your A and your
innards would fall down.
Where your A's and your B's are going to hang down low. So the lady's like, okay, so. We need you to take everything off. You can leave your shirt and your socks on. So she's like, I'm going to walk out here. You do that. And here's a drape. So you can drape over yourself when you sit down on the table. So she leaves and I start taking my shoes off. I take my jeans off, take my underwear off. I'm wearing tighty whities for the first time in 22 years at least.
Mm-hmm.
And like, right after I'm done taking my underwear off, like this Indian guy walks in with like a piece of medical equipment. So like the bottom half of my ass cheeks are like peeking out. And he's just like, he makes eye contact with me and he's just goes to put down this piece of equipment, whatever it is. And he leaves again. I haven't seen him since. I don't
guy
know.
He probably doesn't even work there. He just walked in and checks guys out.
So that was super humiliating, and I sit down, I drape myself over, and it's all fast-paced. So the doctor walks in, and the helper lady that was just in there, and she's like, okay, I need you to lay back, and the doctor's like wrapping the surgical mask around himself, and getting his table, his station ready or whatever, and the lady's mm-hmm. helping, and when the lady tells me to lean back, she like pulls the drape off me right away, and like we're nowhere near surgery time.
You aren't mentally prepared for that to happen. Oh, at that moment
it was just wild. And then he's getting situated, he's like, so okay, so what, he's giving me the instructions like what's going to happen and what's going to happen after. This is what I'm going to do. You know, it's going to be sore, ice it up, whatever the sheet tells you, blah, blah, blah. And in walks in like this hot little Indian med student
mm-hmm.
who's going to be like shadowing the doctor. So like I'm laying back and my little My little button penis is there for the just hanging out there. And like the doctor's on one side of me and the hot Indian med student is on the other side. Like my penis would be like a chessboard and they were like both like staring down. And the other lady, the helper assistant, is just like hovering over. She doesn't get a seat. She's standing in case they need to reach anything.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's go time. Like doctor's down there. He's like feeling around for the, you know, the veinage, right. You know, the vas deferens, as they say.
Of course.
And like immediately, whatever he does, he stick. I don't know. I purposely, like, if you could picture yourself like standing up with your arms crossed at your chest, that's the exact pose I was doing, but laying down so I couldn't glance down and see what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Not like I would have seen over my fat belly anyway. But so he's like feeling around, he's like pinching off, like trying to find what he's going to be working on. And then immediately, I don't know what happens, but like the whole room's stinking of spearmint. I don't know if I'm numb or not. It's just like greasy spearmint down there. And he does something, and like I literally almost like arched off of the bed like The Exorcist. Like I just like totally reared up, like I bucked. And he's like, "Oh, did you feel that?" I'm like, "Yeah, it was pretty painful." He's like, "Oh, well, he kind of ignored me, and he's still like rooting. I don't know if he cut me, if he stuck me with a needle. Like it was all."
He was just testing you.
It was all just quick pain. It wasn't long-lasting pain, but it was just quick pain. And so he's, like, rooting around a little bit more, and then there I get another sharp pain. And I'm just like, this lidocaine is the biggest joke ever. So he's like, you want me to do it without, like, all smart-ass? He's like, you want me to do it without the cream? Oh, you should see what happens when I do it without the cream. I'm like, all right, well, you know. And then I tried to make an awful joke, like I should have got the strawberry flavored or something like that.
Fell like a lead balloon in the room, and the hot Indian chick didn't think it was funny at all.
Yeah. She wasn't having any of that. And then he's giving her a lesson. So I imagine, I mean, there were noises, and there was definitely. Oh, and they had to put like a ground patch on my leg, like so. You know what the wrist straps are when you're working on computers to like ground yourself. You strap it, and then you strap it to like the computer chassis. Well, that's what nobody does it, but that's they exist. So this is like a large ground because they're going to be cauterizing me, I guess.
Good Lord.
Which involves electricity. I thought it involved like one of those wood burning kits.
Yeah, but he just had like a hot like ball of or like a hot, like water hot water ball in the room, and he just had something sitting in it stewing, and then he was going to hit you with
it. Yeah, that's what I thought it was, but I guess it's like an electricity arc, but I didn't feel any more pain after that. But I was just super sweaty. Like there was sweat running down my arms. Like all my back was just sweaty because, you know, I was just waiting for the other shoe to drop and just something else to happen. And you know, I hear like all this noise, and I think it's like burning because I could kind of smell like burning flesh.
You can smell burning balls.
I smelled burning balls. And all the while he's like reminding the med student, he's like, now you know it's the vas because it's hard like al dente pasta.
So how many people know what al dente pasta is? So first of all,
he must be pretty refined to know what al dente pasta is. Mm-hmm. But so he kept saying that, he's like, you see what I'm doing here, you see, this is, you know it's the vas because it's al dente. It feels al dente is what he kept saying. And she never said reference. A word. Yeah. And I don't know. They were on the right side for about 10 minutes. And then they get over to the left side. And he's like, this is like perfect real life situation for this med student. He's like, now over here, the vas is posterior. Like the whole, so the whole left B. And everything
is,
connected
wait,
to
I,
it.
Can I hold a second here? Is your what's your gooch situation like right now? Is it just like fully exposed?
Well, I have. You see the drape on me. Are you talking right now, like in front of you, or
no, I'm talking during this process?
Oh my,
I just...
no, my God, no! I was all out. I was out for the world to see. Everybody was just could have just stared down. That Indian guy could have walked in and just saw.
He just got a free gooch show.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. Like a hairless gooch, but it was all there. I mean, it was out
the finest of hairless gooch.
Yeah, I don't know what they had underneath my sack, you know, but they must have been supporting it somehow. But I was literally like, yeah, it was shirt, socks, and nothing else. Like, I think they draped one of those, like, surgical sheets over me, and, like, maybe just the hole around the area was open. But anyway, my vas and my testicles, my they're posterior on my left-hand side. Lucky me, right? Whatever that means. And I think it means it's kind of like facing the wrong way, like 180 degrees from my right one.
Some chicks are into that.
Yeah. Hot Indian chick, med student, definitely was not. And... so this was like, man, you could just tell this was like perfect learning scenario for her because, you know, this is like something he could teach her. And he kept like reassuring himself because he's like, well, yeah, as you can tell, I'm having a little trouble finding the vas over here because it's posterior. And you'll know it's the vas because it's al dente. But he's like, and he's must have been gripping, like he must have been like grabbing just handfuls of strands of... whatever kind of strands are in there with the vas, like so he's just grabbing bunches at a time, like if you just grab like yarn, and then he's like sorting them out in his little fingers trying to find the al dente vas. And then he kept reassuring himself, he's like, now I know this is the vas, but you know, this is what you would want to do if you weren't sure, but I know it's the vas, this is definitely the vas. So he's like, but if you need to be sure, you know, you would just do this and, you know, the little al dente feeling. So then they get to work, and I think he lets her cut the cord ceremonially. And then, like, she's taking, like, 100 more years to cauterize. Like, she's just burning skin. And he's like, can you get that corner over there for me? Can you get the corner a little more? I don't even want to know what the corner was or what the corner means is, like, am I picturing, like, a piece of spaghetti? And, like, are they doing just, like, the one microscopic corner of the piece of spaghetti?
There's no corners down there. It's just all circular. Spherical.
Right. Well, but if it's a little al dente, you know, there's some rigidness to it or whatever. Mm. I don't even know. And then, like, just like that, like, then they stitched me up. He let her stitch me, my posterior left side up. And then he like whipped the sheet off like a magician.
He's or like it was like a dining room table, so, and he wanted to pull the drape off without the silverware moving.
Yeah. And then he's like, all right, so we're done. And I'm trying to sit up, and he's got like two fat pieces of gauze like jammed in both sides, like, and my fat thighs are like holding the gauze in place. And he's like letting me sit up, but I'm sitting up and all these people are in the room, and I have to like stare down at my penis now, like still with my socks and my shirt on. And the lady's like, all right, we're gonna let you put your underwear back on, but you can't let these pieces of gauze move. So I'm like, I gotta get off of this stirrup bed. And I sit up, and I see, like, the tray, and the tray just, like, has bloody gauze all over it.
Oh,
like,
God.
I just have no idea. And my thighs were, like, had that greenish liquid that, like, they would swab on somewhere before they're getting ready to cut. So, yeah. Like, all this, I am just going to somehow slip my supportive underwear over all this.
What a mess.
And then I got to sit back down in like a normal office chair so I could put my shoes back on and my jeans. And I hobble on out, and they make some jokes. You know, the front desk makes some jokes, and they give me my money back, you know, because I had to make the $150 cash deposit. So they give me my money back afterwards, and they send me on my way, and I've been suffering ever since.
And you didn't have, like, a wheel... They didn't wheelchair you out of there.
No, there was no wheelchair. They were just, like... Like, they opened the door, and, you know, the lady, the assistant lady gave my wife, like, a look, like, he's all ready. He's going to come home to you now. Like, like, I just got spayed.
Or you just woke up from a coma.
Yeah,
after
exactly.
5 years.
But no wheelchair. And,
So what happened, like, the next 24 to 48 hours after that? What's the situation there? Were you just like paralyzed? You were too afraid to move?
I was super afraid to move, but like I came home, I got right in the bed. I managed to get my pants off, but I had no shame. I just had my supportive underwear on, my gauze packed in there, and I sat down on the bed, and my wife bought me a couple bags of frozen peas because like they're the most like conforming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could just conform to any shape surface. And then I stayed iced up for the night, but I didn't want to move. I didn't want to look beyond the gauze. I held in my pee and my poop because I wasn't even about to worry about that just yet.
Uh-huh.
And then the next morning, like, as the day went on the next morning, like, just things, I could just tell things were going to start fraying at the edges around the house. Because, like, my wife's trying to keep track of my two kids, and they're maniacs. And my youngest, Reed, is just, I mean, he's a maniac right now with trying to eat and digest. He's got gas problems. And, like, Monique was just ready to start, like, throwing kids out windows and stuff. So by noon the next day, I had to be up and around, and I totally did not want to be, but I was still holding my poop in because I've had all this support, and when you're pooping, like, you just gotta fall into the bowl, and I'm just not ready for that. So the next day I take the gauze out, but I keep the tidy whities on, and I'm hobbling around best I can. I'm trying to sit when I can, and I'm taking Tylenol. I got prescribed Vicodin, but the pain wasn't nearly as bad as needing a Vicodin because I'll get all nauseous anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I mean, it was a long weekend of me like just trying to help Monique when I could doing that. And my bees, actually, they don't feel much better. They still feel like they've been repeatedly kicked around. Like, I'm starting to, the swelling is starting to go down. I was like this, I was swelled like the size of a baseball.
My God.
And like,
God.
In between my two fat thighs, it looked like Pooh Bear stuck in this front door trying to get honey. A bald Pooh Bear. Yes.
I mean, imagine like accidentally brushing up against a door or something. I would be like walking ass backwards into every room.
Or like Grayson just charging, trying to hug me. And he's like, his forehead's directly even with me. And I like had to do a quick twist every time he'd come charging at me. But the walking into things. And then come Monday morning, I had to drive to work. I have a stick shift. I got a elevated position. It's just not fun. I'm like, my pants are tight anyway because I'm a big man, big thighs, and no matter unless I'm wearing MC Hammer pants or AC Slater pants, I mean, there's just no getting around the tightness there. So, and since then I've been trying combinations of, because I can't just wear tighty whities out of the house because my thighs are just going to start immediately chafing. So I've been trying.
Some, what about like gold bond pop powder? Can you throw some powder down there? Just chuck it down there.
I did that, but with the combination of like hair growing back, and
it's probably like a porcupine down there.
It is, and it's just like irritating the S out of my inner thighs like big time. And since then, today was especially fun because like other than like having Quail Man on my brain for some reason. There's no reason why I should have thought like a regular pair of boxers with a pair of tighty whities over top of them would have worked because they didn't work. They're the first half of my day today. I like hobbled up to my office, and things are just all out of shape. Like I should. I went into my office, and like some creeper, you know, I had to lock my office door, and I did the quick change. I got the tidy whities on the inside, and then the regular boxers, because I don't have that many pairs of boxer briefs, and they're all dirty from, you know,
stinky, years of sex,
like stinky bags of frozen peas that have been constantly reused all weekend. Like I put on the boxer briefs, and then I would put the frozen bag of peas, and then I would put on the tidy whities.
Oh, I see.
And so the boxer briefs are basically dirty. I mean, and the frozen peas, they're, while sectioned off in their own freezer bag, they're still in the freezer. I mean, and just like they just stink to high heaven, like something like spearmint and sweat.
Crotch.
I couldn't shower for 48 hours.
Oh God.
It was terrible. Swelling, I think, is going down, but I'm still beaten up pretty bad. I still can't drive to work comfortably.
When is everything supposed to return to normal?
I don't know. According to the paper they gave me, I should be feeling pretty normal now.
You might have a lawsuit on your hands. Right now.
I think it might be the Indian doctor. Med student.
That guy was probably the real doctor, and he just wanted to play a prank on you and have one of his buddies come in and perform the surgery.
That's right. All in the name of fun.
What other podcasts are out there that talk about vasectomies? There's none.
There's none that I know
of. I've done no research, but I'm pretty sure there's none.
Yeah, I don't have time to listen to other podcasts anyway, but definitely none.